Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, happy Easter to our listening audience. This is Pastor Stephen Palmer. And on this edition of Word Made Flesh, we have our women from our Women and Children's Center. Good morning, ladies. How are we doing on this Easter Sunday?
Good morning. Happy Easter.
And we have a younger one with us today, too, which is great. What a beautiful sound in the background there. So, this being Easter Sunday, and we've been studying in our Growing Hope services with the Women and Children's Center, that on the Gospel of Mark, and really looking at the last week of Jesus' life. And so here we are. Right? It's Resurrection Sunday, and there's no more appropriate topic to really talk about except for resurrection. So we thought before we went on the air that we'd have each of you share a little bit on what resurrection means to you. And so at this time, you also selected a scripture. If we could have someone read that scripture, and then we'll just go around and let you share what resurrection means to you, maybe how it's impacted your life, things of that nature. So, who would like to read our scripture from the Gospel of Mark?
I can read that from Mark 16, verse 2 through verse 8. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You were looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? Go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.
Okay. All right. Before we share our little personal thoughts on resurrection and what it means to our spiritual development and personal lives and what have you, here we are at the end of Mark's Gospel. Following this verse, you have verses 9 through 51, and that's what we call a variant. It's an addition to Mark's Gospel later on. So technically, to some degree, we realize there's an empty tomb, but we don't have the stories of any appearances of Jesus. Matthew and Luke and John add those to Mark. But have you ever thought about, you know, some of the things like these women show up at the tomb? And remember, we talked earlier, and we're not going to reflect too much on it, but there's a young man dressed in white. Remember elsewhere in Mark's Gospel, we saw a young man dressed in white? Upper room, runs away naked in the Garden of Gethsemane, those type of things. Yeah. And the Gospel ends right where it began. The Gospel begins in Galilee. It ends here by saying, go back where we started, and he'll meet you there. All right? Some profound insights for our spiritual development. So that's kind of where Mark leaves us, with an empty tomb, which gives us hope. Right? And that's a key theme with resurrection. So at this time, ladies, you want to maybe share some of your thoughts on resurrection to get us started? I'd certainly appreciate it. Anybody want to go first?
I'll start. Resurrection, to me, is the meaning of starting again, to start over or to restart completely. It could be in your personal life, your professional life. It could be starting a diet. It could be recovery from drugs or alcohol. It could be starting a new job or making amends with friends or family. Whatever it may be for you, it could just be finding God in your life. Being resurrected to start fresh and new, to live again, to live over in a new way.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Go ahead. To start a new beginning, to move forward in life.
Mm. Yeah.
To move from the past, I would say.
Good.
That's good.
That's good. Anybody else?
Resurrection to me is something I think we all spiritually go through several times throughout our lives as we grow. Different experiences and stages of our life force us to change our way of thinking and how we view the world. Sometimes the person who you were before feels like they died, and a completely different one has grown in its place. I think that's what's supposed to happen. We're supposed to change and learn. If we don't, are we even living? Or are we just going through life dead spiritually and emotionally? Should I let a version of you die that you've outgrown and live every day open to growing as a person is really living?
Mm. Nice. Thank you.
I agree with that. I think that we realize that we've triumphed over death through a relationship with Jesus Christ, and that salvation that was attained through Jesus and his dying and being risen again. It gives us signs of God's power, and knowing that nothing is too great for God to achieve, and that gives us comfort and encouragement for us when we go through our journey, whether it be difficult times or a little bit easier times. It's just knowing that we have that resurrection hope.
Good. Anyone else?
Resurrection to me is when you rise up again in life, like when something sets you back and you get back up, like rising up again.
Good.
Amen.
Yeah. Kind of like the phoenix out of the ashes, right? That's, yeah. All right, we got a couple more, maybe?
Resurrection is the second part of a third-part promise God made to us that Jesus carried out because he loves us. Jesus was crucified so our sins would be forgiven. He then rose again so he would ascend.
Okay. All right. One more? You got one more?
Jesus is the most important event in the foundation of the Christian faith as commemorated at Easter for Christians. And for Christians, I think the resurrection is a guarantee that all Christians who die will be born again and have everlasting life. For me, that if not on guard of what I'm doing, living as a Christian, then my past might resurrect itself into my life again, and I don't want that to happen. So I think it's really important to live in the resurrection of knowing Jesus and trusting that.
Yeah, very good, ladies. I'm sure as you listen to each other, there's some common themes here, right? One of you even used language like, or a couple of you, death. You can't have resurrection without a death. You got to die to something, all right? And maybe that is an addiction. Maybe that is a past relationship. Maybe that is something, all right? An ideology, a philosophy, a certain way of thinking, environmental, cultural conditioning, right? Things that we die to in the way that we even perceive the world. I mean, have we ever really learned how to see? Right? And because Jesus says, right, you have eyes but you do not see. So somehow we have to die in all kinds of things. And I think that's where resurrection, and we see it in John's gospel quite frequently, that, you know, we participate in the resurrection. It's not something we're waiting for. It's something we are engaged in. And so if we're dying, you know, we're kind of going through this, as Paul would say, this transformation. And in the Greek, it's this morphe. You know, we talk about caterpillars morph into butterflies. If the caterpillar doesn't die, right, there's no butterfly. And sometimes we like our caterpillar state. Man, look at the beauty.
Comfort zone.
Yeah, true.
You become too comfort. in your zone sometimes.
And so the power that we celebrate today is just that. It's God's victory statement. You know, and it's over death. And yeah, physical death, but the death of all these other things that we have in our lives every day. There's the hope that we can be morphed. We can be transformed from caterpillars to butterflies, right? From, you know, if we suffer from an issue of addiction, you know, we start living, you know, the butterfly life of sobriety, right? That just happens to be an example we use in Neighbors of Hope, given our addiction program and what have you. But I'm sure for our listening audience, there are plenty of things, you know, that we want to move forward with, right? That we can be transformed and rise, you know, today. It's awful hard to rise above anything, to move forward, if we're clinging to the past. All right? Sometimes we just have to cut that cord. We have to let that die, so that we can be transformed, participate in the resurrected life. Right. Any follow-up thoughts, comments, questions? You know, how you doing in your own transformation? Yeah, really?
Work in progress.
Yeah.
I think it's always a work in progress, though. I think you're always striving to improve, no matter what caterpillar state you're in. Trying to morph into the butterfly.
And that's a messy process, isn't it? Do you understand, maybe you recall from our biology classes, right? I mean, that caterpillar, you know, when it gets in that cocoon, in all essence, liquefies itself. You know, it's part of that death morphing experience in order to reform into this butterfly. That thought and that concept, it's nice to go from butterfly or from caterpillar to butterfly, but it's the process in between, isn't it? That's all the sticky, messy, gooey work, suffering, struggles. And why do we keep moving towards this and go through this, right? I mean, anytime you ever go through change, you get a new position at a job, or you just start a new job, or you're in a relationship, there's always this period of adjustment, right? And it's not always comfortable. Well, I know I wasn't comfortable back here as a caterpillar, and this is even more comfortable, but there's no butterfly without this uncomfortability, right? So for Mark, right, the hope is in the empty tomb, right? Jesus kind of went through some pretty rough things to get to that point.
Yeah.
So we celebrate that today. Yeah. He is risen. That's what we say.
Amen. Amen.
Closing thoughts? Then on that note, ladies, I thank you very much for sharing what resurrection means to you and your personal development. And so until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, and love be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, our social enterprises, Blessings and More Resale Store, Woven Hope and Recycling Center, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.